Maseches Yuma Perek Gimel Mishnah Yud until Perek Dalet Mishnah Beis. The previous Mishnah began to talk about the two goats which were dealt with on Yom Kippur. One was sent off a cliff and one was brought as a korban. And the way they would choose which goat did which is that they would have a lottery. And Mishnah told us that Ben Gamla made the two lots out of gold. They had been made out of wood, so he made them out of gold. And he was praised for this. So since we talked about somebody who did something for the Beis HaMikdash and was praised for it, the following Mishnah lists a number of other people who gave things to the Beis HaMikdash and were praised for doing so. Ben Kotin also Shneimos Dad Lakir. Ben Kotin made 12 taps for the kiyor, because originally it only had two taps. The kiyor is where all of the kohanim would wash their hands and feet before beginning a service in the Beis HaMikdash. And we learnt in the second perek that in the morning, every morning, a lottery was cast for 13 kohanim to be involved in the service of the korban tamid. Some of them were less involved directly, but 13 kohanim were chosen to begin that service that day. Now, one of those people, his job was to slaughter the korban tamid. And the halach is that shechita kasheira bazar, the slaughtering of korbanos, can even be done by a non-kohen. Now, only kohanim would use the kiyor. A non-kohen wasn't even allowed to enter that area where the kiyor was. And because a non-kohen is able to slaughter the animal, the korban, we see from there that the service of slaughtering does not require washing one's hands and feet. So therefore, even when a kohen does it, he does not need to wash his hands and feet. Therefore, we are left with only 12 kohanim who would need to wash their hands and feet. And so he made 12 taps so that they could all do it at the same time. Now the halacha is that anything which is placed into a kli sharis, into one of the Beis HaMikdash's utensils, so for example, if you put wine or flour or oil into a kli sharis, it gains sanctity. And the halacha is that if it is left overnight, then it becomes invalid. Now that would mean that the kiyor, which contained lots of water, which was drawn from a large pit of water underground, but the kiyor itself contained water, and since of course the kiyor was definitely a Beis HaMikdash utensil, every night that water would become invalid, and they would have to get rid of that water and replace it every day. So Ben Kotin developed a system, Va'afu also muchni lakiyor, he also made some sort of mechanism for the kiyor, so that its water wouldn't become invalid after being left overnight. And the mechanism was that the kiyor would be lowered down into the ground, so that the water which is in the kiyor joins together and actually touches the water of the pit which is there underground. And that way, just like the water in the pit won't become invalid, also the water in the kiyor is considered part of that water, part of that body of water, and so that would prevent the water from becoming invalidated overnight. Munbaz HaMelech, Munbaz the king. There are many who understand that this was a particular king who converted to become Jewish. What did he give to the Beis HaMikdash? So although many of the utensils in the Beis HaMikdash were gold, there were certain utensils which couldn't be made of pure gold. For example, knives. So originally they were made out of regular metal. However, Munbaz HaMelech ha'isa kodesh ha'kelim shehu makipurim shel zahav. He made all of the handles of the utensils which were used on Yom Kippur out of gold. So we're talking about the utensils which couldn't be made out of pure gold. So he at least made the handles out of gold as an honor for the Yom Kippur service. Hilani Imoy, Hilani, the mother of Munbaz HaMelech, also son of Reshes Shel Zohav al Pischi Shel Heichel. She made a golden candelabra which was hanging by the entrance of the Heichel, the Beis HaMikdash building. This was a magnificent item, and the Gemara tells about how every day, when the sun began to rise, the first rays of light would reach this candelabra, and they would be reflected off, and the light would travel across the entire Yerushalayim. And people would know that the sun had begun to rise, it was Netzachama, it was time to recite Kriyas Shema. And as well as this magnificent candelabra which she made, Va'afi also saw Tavla Shel Zahav, she also made a golden tablet, Sheparsha Soita Ksuva Leha, that the Parsha of Soita was written on it. A Soita is a woman who is suspected of her husband of having forbidden relationships with another man, and when he suspects her, so he would bring her to the Beis HaMikdash, where they would make her swear a number of things, and then they would write down these oaths as they are written in the Torah on a piece of parchment, and they would put that piece of parchment in some water. It would dissolve, she would need to drink the water. If she was guilty, then her stomach would blow up, etc. Now when it comes to copying down the Pesukim onto the parchment, originally they would bring out a Sefer Torah, turn to the part where the Parsha of Soita is written, and copy it out from the Sefer Torah. But in order to make it easier, and also not to necessitate bringing out a Sefer Torah unnecessarily, so she wrote the Parsha of Soita on a tablet of gold, so that they could copy out the Pesukim from that tablet. All right, and ends off the Mishnah. Nikanor. Nasu nisim dal seisav. Miracles were done to his doors. Nikanor was sent to Egypt to bring back two copper doors for one of the entrances into the Beis HaMikdash. And the story goes that on the way back on the ship, once he had the two doors, there was a very large storm, and they threw off one of the doors off into the sea. And then when they wanted to throw the second door off into the sea, Nicanor said that if you're going to throw it into the sea, then throw me into the sea with it. And at that point, the storm stopped, and the ship continued traveling towards Eretz Yisrael. And when they reached the port of Eretz Yisrael, Nicanor saw that the first door had actually traveled with the ship after it had been thrown off board, and so he still had both doors. And because of this miracle, even though later on all of the doors of the Beis HaMikdash were turned into gold, they kept these doors as they were in order to recall the major nace which took place. So all of these people which we mentioned, Roy Mazkirin Yisrael Shevach, they would mention each of these people for praise for what they contributed to the Beis HaMikdash.